You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We're going to listen to a track by Ambitious Vegetables, which was a high school band formed at Rongotai College by the mighty Andrew Fagan and friends. And this became a sort of precursor to what would be the Mockers when they eventually left high school. We're going to have a chat with, listen to a chat that I had with Andrew a couple of days ago. But first, let's listen to one of these songs. It's called Prisoner of Her Majesty. Unbelievably crisp recording there. That's Prisoner of Her Majesty, recorded in 1980. And we're going to hear from Andrew Fagan now, talking about Ambitious Vegetables, which was a high school band formed at Rongotai College. Three members went on to create the Mockers.
I guess you've got to rewind the clock back to about 1978. And you had all the punk rock stuff happening, the original punk rock stuff happening, and we were just teenage fans of it. Of the British punk rock, basically, and we were about 16, and so we made up our own version of it, really.
What was, the impetus to become a group, not just fans of the music? Was it, who was the person that decided this was going to be a project?
Well, it was a collective. It was a bunch of us, but, yeah, good question. The main thing was that we were in love with live instruments, you know. It's still fresh in my mind from back then when you got into a room and there was a real drum kit and there was an amplifier, you know, with a bit of distorted guitar coming out of it. It was just so exciting, and to a degree it still is, really. It's just live instrument seemed to me so compelling, and it's just something that we all wanted to, you know, to be around as often as possible. You know, we used to carry Charlie's drum kit up from his school at Lyle Bay in Wellington to the music room at Rongotai College and in Kilburnie there, and went to great lengths to put it all together, and so we could practice every lunchtime when everyone else is doing other things. We'd be down there in the music room just getting into it.
That's a pretty tale as old as time, isn't it, for music making, particularly in high school bands. I wonder what the scene was like in Wellington at the time. Was there much of a punk scene going on?
Yeah, there was. There was an interesting sort of eclectic bunch of bands playing when you think about it. A lot of them were, they seemed a bit older than us, but perhaps they had a better sense of music history. A lot of bands were emulating things like, Lou Reed and some of the late 60s bands, whereas we were more just getting off on the fast and furious sort of energy of sort of what was coming out of England at the time, you know. So, yeah, it was a lot bands that we started playing with, like the Wall Sockets, Shoes This High, all the names, there was quite a few that never really kind of sort of clocked sort of nationally, but there was definitely quite a healthy scene in Wellington. Lots of little venues like the Last Resort and the Rock Theatre, and we used to play on Sunday afternoons in Cuba Mall there, where that weird sort of water mobile thing is. We used to have a stage there, so everyone would just turn up and take our turns playing. It was quite a vibrant scene, really.
That's awesome. And how did you guys end up recording? Because that's something, I mean, a lot of great bands are formed at high school, but not all of them actually ever make it to tape. How did that come about?
Yeah, I can't really remember how it actually, you know, what led to it, but we ended up getting into Radio New Zealand, Bowen Street building, which has now been demolished a long time ago, and that was a wonderful big studio setup, Studio 2 it was called, and somehow we got into there. I really can't remember how it came about, but then the master was lost. Essentially, we just did it, and then we had the cassette versions. I mean, that's all we were operating with in those days, you know, the old tape. And then a couple of years ago, somehow the quarter-inch master of the recording turned up, and John Baker was so magnanimous as to put it all together and turn it into the little 45-inch vinyl you've got.
That's a pretty special thing to have, I guess, a sort of signpost in time from so long ago in your own musical history, you know, resurrect itself today. How does it feel to listen to these tracks now?
It's exactly what it is, a signpost in time, well said. What does it sound like to listen to? It just takes me back to where I was at the time, remembering that we'd been playing a lot of gigs and my voice was a bit rough, and I was trying to save myself for the, you know, inverted commas thinking. It was a one take, I remember that too. We weren't really, I don't know if there were any overdubs at all. We just smashed through it in the spirit of the way we used to play live all the time, you know. I mean, it took a lot of takes, but they were both just one takes as far as I can remember. So it's good listening to it, you know, it's warts and all, you know, verrucas and so forth.
Mm. It's great to have, I think, something that's so honest like that, isn't it? A live recording, you know, you can, as you say, warts and all, you can't edit that back, you just get what you get. And it sounds fantastic, honestly. That's what I've been struck by listening to it. This could be made by a band today. There's something very timeless about the quality of it. I wonder how influential Ambitious Vegetables was on the ultimate formation of the Mockers, because obviously yourself, Gareth and Chaz all went on to form that group. How much of an impact do you think Ambitious Vegetables had on that?
Well, it was our introduction, you know, to playing live, so that was exciting at the time for us. You know, plenty of places to play, and it was a start, you know. For me, it was really about shouting and jumping around and having fun and getting off on the whole live energy of, like I said before, just instruments and drums all in the same space, you know. Mm. And then I think we just, as time went on, for us, it was trying to take it a little bit further in terms of songwriting. It was really all about, in the songwriting, just getting it a bit more mature, I guess, inverted commas, with the word, with songwriting, slowing it down a bit. It was all very fast and furious. You know, that was what the Ambitious Festivals was all about. That's what the energy was all about. And so in some respects, sort of slowing things up and getting a bit more melodic, that became the challenge, if you like, you know, trying to write songs. And also in terms of myself, you know, singing, you know, trying to learn to sing as best I could with what vocal range I had, you know. That was how the Mockers sort of came out of that, really. That's how it sort of got started. It was just a natural progression for us as people.
That is Andrew Fagan chatting to me about Ambitious Vegetables, which was a high school band at Rongotai College formed in the very late 70s and recorded in 1980. Somehow they weaseled their way into those RNZ studios, and luckily for us, it means we've got a couple of excellent singles from that time. We're going to have a listen to the second one, which is called Who Needs It. These are only released on vinyl, so go hit up your local record store and see if they're getting copies. It's a pretty awesome snapshot in time for a bunch of students who would go on to make one of New Zealand's great punk bands of the 80s, the Mockers.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.